Kindergarten and first grade students in rural Livingston County school districts have spent this summer at SUNY Geneseo at a program designed to increase their success in school. With us now to talk more about the Soaring Stars program is Anne-Marie Urso. She's assistant professor of education at SUNY Geneseo. Thank you so much for joining us, Anne-Marie.
You're more than welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us how this Soaring Stars program got started.
Well, the School of Education recognized the difficulty that the children in our surrounding schools were having. Poverty, the challenges of poverty for rural youth and families, they're comparable to those of their urban counterparts. Situated in a rural area in Livingston County, we really wanted to reach out and provide programming for these families and their children.
Are graduation rates lower for many students living in rural areas, are you finding?
Yes, they are. And not only graduation rates, but statistics have shown that even the brightest and best rural high school students are not going to the high-ranking colleges, four-year colleges. They tend not to go to those colleges, and they tend not to have the same success rates as even their urban counterparts. So we really wanted to develop a program that would enhance the children's capacity to do well, not just in high school, but also in college.
Yes, if you could tell us a little more about the specific challenges these students are facing and what Soaring Stars is trying to do to address that.
Well, you know, just the demands that are placed on the school today, the rigorous curricular demands, the intensive pace, the constraints of the school day, it just doesn't permit many of our students to develop to their full potential. We try to provide transformative experiences that allow children to develop inquiry skills, self-confidence in their learning abilities, and the benefits of time to develop their intellectual creativity and capacity. We believe that these skills will be foundational to their future success. These are the skills we want all of our children to excel in. So to achieve those outcomes, we provide provocative experiences that encourage project-based activities. The teachers aren't givers of knowledge at the program. We are co-learners and co-collaborators with the children. We facilitate the child's learning by planning activities and lessons based on the child's interests. We ask children questions to further understanding and actively engage them in activities alongside their counterparts. Lots of collaborative learning. We don't just sit back and observe the children learning. We participate in it with them. And I think what strikes me most, this is our second year, through our observations of the children and the documentation, is that our children are really spending quite a bit of time and developing what I like to feel is a capacity for deep play, where they can create their own narratives. They work hard to solve problems. They work together for solutions. They are developing an ability to sustain focus across tasks. They are learning to develop flexibility in their thinking about how to solve problems. And I think in today's age of technology, that often rewards children for immediate and fast responses, and where the word Googling is now a verb of how to find the answer to solve a problem, these experiences will enhance our children's ability to compete and to be successful in the global society.
We have just a few seconds left. Why are we targeting kids in kindergarten and first grade, the very young grades?
We're targeting these children, and we're going to have them come back all the way up through sixth grade and then hopefully interface with our high school students. But this is where we can really develop that self-confidence and that love of learning and that creativity in children before it's squashed by perhaps their inability to be successful within the confines of the regular school day.
Anne-Marie Urso, Assistant Professor of Education at SUNY Geneseo, talking about the Soaring Stars program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's now 8:40, and this is Morning Edition.